friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Amy. Thanks for listening in to the latest episode of Sips of Sunshine. It is March 1st of 2019, so we're 2 months into the new year. What's it been like so far? It's been good. January was good. Super proud. I worked out almost every day except for like one or two, which was really cool, especially given that, you know, last summer when I started this kind of new dedication to fitness and wellness, that I think last May I worked out like six times. So really excited about that, really proud. You know, at the beginning of the year, I think I did a podcast about this. I set my rather than like New Year's resolutions, I chose the three things that I really care about this year and that I'm going to put everything into. And that is writing my novel, fitness and wellness, and love and relationships. So January was off to a great start with the novel, with all three of them really, but with fitness and wellness for sure, the novel and love and relationships. January also had some struggles. Someone really close to me is not doing well. They're very sick. And so that's, you know, it's sad and it's stressful and I just wish I could fix it. And I also just, you know, personal finances, I had a little bit of a hit in January with something costing a lot more than I thought it would. And, you know, thank goodness I'm such a beast about savings and structuring my finances so that I have the money when the unexpected things come up. So it was fine, just unexpected, but it was good. And then February felt like a bit of a blur. It came and went really quick, but I traveled. I went away to Long Island for the long weekend, and that was really fun. Stayed at this beautiful new hotel on the North Fork called the Menhaden. That was just gorgeous. And then went to San Diego and traveled around California and just got back 2 days ago from that. So it's been really good, but it has been nice setting those three intentions for the year. I don't know if you are the kind of person who sets resolutions or not or whatever, but, you know, when I chose those three things, the book, fitness, and love, the way I kind of laid it out is I just said, these are what matter. And not that other things in your life don't matter, but this is what really matters this year. And so they get my best effort. They get my, you know, I do it when I'm uncomfortable. I do it when it's risky. I do it when it's inconvenient. One thing I've really learned about myself over the past few years of blogging and podcasting and just talking to people and my life coach is that I really hate being inconvenienced. It's like the strangest thing, but I really don't like being inconvenienced. So if something doesn't work for me conveniently, like in the way I want it to, it really drives me crazy. And relationships are not always convenient, especially I happen to be in, you know, conversation and connection with some people who don't live in New York. And so that's super inconvenient. But I'm looking for forever. And sometimes forever, you know, takes a bit of putting your neck out and getting inconvenienced and doing the things. So anyway, that's kind of a side note. But I guess it's not really a side note because it kind of ties into today's topic. Anyway, it's been a good first of the year. But the cool thing about setting the intentions and choosing like my focus areas for the year is that when something happens, like in January when I had that unexpected expense, if this was the year of money, I would have been pretty pissed. I would have been like, dang it, this is the year of money. Like, you know, money is what matters so much, but this year isn't the year of money. Um, I'll still, you know, work hard and make money. That's amazing. But this isn't the year of money. And so when that thing happened, I took a minute, I licked my wounds, I paid the bill, and I moved on with my life. So that also just kind of takes the pressure off of it, I guess. So kind of a side note there, but if you're looking at the year, and it feels very intentional to have a few things that really matter. It also helps me structure my week. You know, the novel's a priority, so I write on the weekends and I give it the hours it needs. And love and relationship is a priority, so I'm traveling and spending time getting to know, you know, the people in my life to see if there's love. And health and fitness is a priority, so I get up early and I go to the gym. So those are my priorities, and I didn't put a bunch of numbers and details around them. I just give them my best. So just an idea there for you if you're looking for a different way to set intention and meaning in your year, but in maybe a less bulleted, you know, checklist sort of way. So today's topic, though, does stem from all of this. So one of the goals for the year is love and relationships. And for me, what that means is breaking old patterns, not being afraid to be inconvenienced or try something new or reimagine what love and relationship could look like in my life. It means letting go of what others think. Literally breaking my heart open. I think over the past several years, I just have had a hard time really getting to that next level of connection with someone. And it's not for any one reason. I just think I need to break some old patterns. And I think I need to let go of what I think it should look like and be more open to just what it could be. So as part of this intention, I reconnected with one of my exes. And what's funny is I've never been the kind of person to go backwards as far as like revisiting the past with exes. But I broke up with someone about 7 years ago, and we had a really serious relationship. Like, we lived together, and so we broke up about 7 years ago. And for the last few years, we've stayed in touch, just gentle, friendly texting, nothing too crazy. And in January, I ended a relationship with someone that I'd been dating over fall. And I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to reach out to this ex because we've stayed in touch and just be kind of like, what's going on? Like, why are we staying in touch? And that was part of me being vulnerable and putting my neck out there with love and relationships, because the old me pre-January wouldn't have done that. I would have just kept, you know, responding to the text or whatever, but I never would have put it out there, partly because, yeah, it's very inconvenient to date someone who doesn't live in your city, and we don't live in the same city anymore. And I should say the topic of today's podcast is, I'm calling it Maybe You're Wrong. And at the end of this short podcast, it'll all make sense. So I reconnected with my ex, and we kind of had the, like, why are we still in touch after all of these years talk. And we decided that we should meet. It's been 7 years, and that's a long time, and people grow and change, and we have stayed in touch, and we've always had a lot of respect for each other. So last week, we went away for a weekend, a couple of days and a night, and there was no agenda around this other than truly just conversation. We knew that we needed more than just a drink at a bar to sort things out. So we went away for the weekend, and I remember 7 years ago when we broke up, we had, you know, what most couples have, like the breakup talk, where you're vulnerable and you talk about why each of you or one of you or whatever wants things to end. And so I remember during that breakup talk, one of the things he said in the talk was that he resented the amount of work and stress that our puppy had created. And we had gotten a puppy just a few months before we broke up. And I remember even in that moment, and, you know, being like, oh my God, are you kidding me? A puppy? Like, that's, and that was not at all the reason for the breakup. It was among a long list of things that it just wasn't working out at the time. But what I remember is thinking, how could you resent the work and the stress of this puppy. You've done nothing since the day we got her. I have done everything. I've spent, you know, every moment taking care of her and all the things. And I had done 100% of the work taking care of her. I remember thinking that when we broke up, and for the last 7 years, that's a story I've taken with myself, that I did all the work. And even, you know how it is when you're dating someone new or you're talking to your friends, they ask about the breakup. I would always say, like, oh, it was this and that. And I was like, then he said something about the puppy. And I would always, like, hang on to that puppy talk. And it truly became like this wound, because I loved her so much that it was a very emotional thing to carry around, because I loved her so much that the fact that anyone could be stressed out about her bothered me. So for 7 years, I walked around saying, whenever it came up, I would say, like, I did all the work. I can't believe it was stressful for him. I did all the work. So we get together for this weekend, last weekend, and we're, you know, we sit down and we're having a glass of wine and we're talking, and unprompted, he brings up the puppy. And he says, you know, I know when we got the puppy, it wasn't your fault, but right when we got her, you left me alone with her for weeks because you had that big work trip and then your mom got sick. And you guys, I just never remembered that. I think in, like, God only knows, in just like the blackout of this shock and the sadness of the breakup and everything, I had forgotten the fact, and it was a fact, that right when we got her, I left him with her for weeks. I had a work trip. And then while I was on the work trip, I got a call that my mom was extremely sick and was in the ICU, and I had to go to Florida, and I stayed there for weeks. I left him alone with a brand new puppy for weeks. And I spent 7 years sure that I had handled every minute of that puppy. And again, this isn't about a breakup talk, and this isn't about a puppy, and this isn't even about right or wrong. It's about the fact that I spent 7 years inaccurately remembering a very vivid time in my life. And what it really told me was that I'm not, you know, you don't always remember things right. And even when you're certain you do, you don't. He and I also disagree on something that he swears went one way and I swear it went the other. So his memory is also different than mine on a very factual thing. I think it happens to all of us more than we realize. And I think we all assume that we remember the facts. But I spent 7 years with this emotional cut, and like anytime it would heal up, I would open it again about this comment about a puppy, and I was sure that I had done all the work and I hadn't. And so, you know, I'm always looking for kind of like the lesson behind the lesson and the thing behind the thing. And in this case, what I would say to you is, if you're listening to this and you have anything that you've kind of carried with you, maybe it's I don't even know, an argument you had or a situation with someone, all I'm saying is, don't assume your memory is perfect. Mine wasn't. And there was nothing more important in my life than that puppy and that relationship at the time. So the fact that I completely blacked out the fact that I left this person alone with a puppy for weeks is crazy. But I did. I didn't remember it right. And so I don't know. I guess I would just say, take a little inventory. And if you have like an old grudge, or an old story, or, you know, there's some keeping score somewhere, maybe just open your eyes to the fact that you could be wrong. Your memory could be wrong. Mine was absolutely wrong. And maybe it's not wrong, but maybe there's also another side to the story. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. We just reconnected last weekend. And if anything, it was very healing. If all I did get out of it was this one thing, super healing. But more importantly, I've really let it go now. It's truly just like that, all of the, just that little cluster of emotion around that comment, because that comment cuts so deep because I love the dog so much. It's just gone because there was accuracy to it. There was a reason for him to have been stressed and frustrated with that. So I thought that was just so interesting. And so I'm always trying to share my personal life lessons with you. I learned a massive life lesson last weekend, which is, my memory is not always perfect, and I spent 7 years really just digging at this emotional cut for no good reason. It actually had some accuracy to it, and the only person I really hurt with that was myself. So I hope that you got a little takeaway from this today, and It is so hard to be so honest, but I just feel called to. And the feedback I get from you all on my blog posts and on my podcasts, the text messages, the emails, the conversations are just incredibly mind-blowing. And I know there's a reason for all of this. And so thank you for giving me a few minutes of your time today. And as always, just remember that your life is super meaningful and you're so important to so many people. And until we talk next time, have a great day. Bye, everyone.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.